A fire in the small town of Orofino, Idaho on August 29th destroyed 6 homes and numerous outbuildings. Lauren Patterson reports on the latest recovery efforts.
Joanne Schwartz and her husband John count themselves as some of the lucky ones. Their home in Wixon Heights sits on the end of the road where most houses caught fire. John was home when he heard his neighbors yelling to get out.
And I went to the backyard and started hooking up sprinklers, and then a wall of flame come out here and hit Baker's house. It must have been 40, 50 feet in the air, and that house just exploded.
Joanne was already downtown when the evacuation order came. Today, they're both working in their yard, sprawling with well-watered green grass. She leads me to the side of the house with a burnt wall and damaged windows.
It was just the heat that hit our house and melted all of the siding clear down to the plywood there. The windows held. The inside panes are still there. They're cracked.
Further down the hill is the Clearwater Potlatch Timber Protective Association office. Chief Fire Warden Kane Steinbrecher uses new AI technology to scout fires out in the forest. Steinbrecher ran the operation for the Orofino Hospital fire.
In the first initial shift, we had 10 Type 6 fire engines, 2 dozers, a helicopter, a water tender, and a 20-person hand crew.
The organization protects nearly 1 million acres of state and federal lands. During the fire, there were 100 structures in danger's way.
A high school, a prison, 2 hospitals, so certainly some significant values at risk there.
Steinbrecher has been fighting fire locally for nearly 30 years.
When I started years ago, it wasn't uncommon to have 100 or 125 fires in a season. But they were fairly small. They were located in the backcountry, or what seemed to be the backcountry. There wasn't homes located there at the time.
As more people move to places in the Northwest, like the Idaho backcountry, the wildland-urban interface expands.
They're not making any more land, so our urban footprint is expanding out into the forest further than it traditionally has.
More people living in the woods leads to more risks for firefighters, like power lines and propane lines causing fires, or a lack of escape roads and safety routes, he says.
The general smoke that comes off of structures when they burn is certainly more hazardous to our firefighters than the traditional wood smoke or grass.
Luckily, no one died in the fire, but many people are still without homes. Taylor Davidson is the manager at local restaurant House of Juju.
It's terrible for anyone to lose a home, because it's more than just stuff for a lot of people.
Although he moved here about 2 years ago, he says meeting so many people through the restaurant has made him feel connected to the small town community.
It broke my heart, so I wanted to do something.
The staff are working for free for this event, along with the bands. There's a jar to collect money for the families who lost their homes in the fire, and half the proceeds from the restaurant's evening sales will also be donated. Back up in Wixon Heights, the faint scent of smoke still lingers in the air. Joanne says while some people in the neighborhood are still waiting to hear from insurance adjusters, most folks already have, and they're going ahead with plans to rebuild.
They're strong. They're doing well. Everybody's pretty much gone back to work. The kids are back in school.
After it happened, Joanne said neighbors all got together to have lunch to show that even though they lost their homes, they're still looking out for each other.
Most everybody's coming back. We'll have our good community.
Reporting in Orofino, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.